Blog Talk Radio.
Are we ready for me to continue? No problem. So I'm going to repeat, folks, a little bit. The United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. It is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is the official website of the U.S. government, lawyers of U.S. House of Representatives giving the laws for you all to follow. They are, folks, 54 category or titles of federal law, Title 1, Title 2, Title 3, Title 26, which I showed you in my hand, is the Internal Revenue Code. Yes, that's the one we're going to be referring to at uscode.house.gov. We're going to go now to Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. To subtitle C, employment taxes, to chapter 24, collection of income tax at source on wages. Yep, 3401 is the section on definitions, which says about wages that for the purposes of this, or what chapter? Well, chapter 24, collection of income tax at source on wages. Okay, the term wages means all remuneration or services performed by an employee or his employer, which doesn't tell us enough. We'll have to go down to 3401C, and here's the term employee that for the purposes of this chapter again. The term employee includes an officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, a state, or any political subdivision thereof, or the District of Columbia, or an agency or instrumentality of any one or more of the foregoing. The term employee also includes an officer of a corporation. Now, the term employer is very simple for the purposes of this chapter. The term employer means the person from whom an individual performs or perform any service of whatever nature as the employee of such person. Okay, so the key terms, folks, are United States and state. See, I'm going to show you why these are the keys. What do these terms mean? They do not mean what the ordinary person thinks it means. It means something quite different, as specially defined in law. We're going to go now to, again, the Internal Revenue Code, Section 7701, Definitions. And amazing, because it tells us when used in this title, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? They define all sorts of things like person, all the mundane terms that everybody knows what they mean, but they want to make sure they give a very specific, clear definition to it, like the term United States, that when used in a geographical sense, which is what we are looking for, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And the term state shall be construed to include District of Columbia also. So you have District of Columbia plus state, which is the District of Columbia, and you get the same, District of Columbia. From United States means District of Columbia. Yep, folks, and I'll show you in a minute, these definitions are clear. That's all they include, no more. Now, the 50 states, none of them are included. I'll show you in just a minute from the U.S. Supreme Court. So hang in there, folks. I'll be right back, okay? Let's go to the U.S. Supreme Court at supremecourt.gov, and here's a case of Stenberg versus Barhart, a 2000 U.S. Supreme Court case. On a Roman page, says this: when a statute or law includes an explicit definition like the ones I just showed you, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. That's right. Your, mine, ordinary meaning of these terms in the United States are out the window. We must follow that definition that's given to us in the statutes, like the one I just read for you. And it continues by saying that it is axiomatic, which means self-evident or obvious, that statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of that term. If something is not there, obviously it's not that you cannot assume that, you know, it's there. There is nothing by assumption in law. Okay? And folks, furthermore, in this other Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould, 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. Hey, here it is, Gould versus Gould. Supreme Court is even more adamant about limiting the federal government's taxing power. And it says that in the interpretation of statutes, levying taxes, in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions, do not extend the provision of tax laws by implication beyond the clear import of the language used or the larger operation so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. If something is not specifically pointed out, it's not there. There is no adding things by implying your implication. No way. And the court further adds that if you have any doubt, in case of doubt, your doubts, they are construed, the laws, tax laws, are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Not strongly, most strongly against the government in favor of citizens. So it makes it very clear that these definitions, folks, I just read you, are conclusive. United States and state mean District of Columbia as defined in the code. We have to go by these definitions. Let's go a little further to Section 3402, income tax collected at source requirement of withholding one. Okay? Every employer making payment of wages shall deduct and withhold upon such wages a tax determined in accordance with tables or computational procedures prescribed by the Secretary. Well, but then again, who is the employer who is taking wages, paying the wages? Well, we have to go at 3402F2 further down. Okay, here we go. 3402F2. Yep. So it says that on or before the date of the commencement of employment with the employer, the employee shall furnish the employer with a signed withholding allowance certificate relating to withholding allowance claimed by the employee. Okay, so that's what they're talking about, okay? This is a W-4 exempt form. Now we go on a little further. Okay, and let's see. I think we have to go 3402 above at the beginning of this section. Let's see. Yeah. So now that's the W-4 form they're referring to. The bottom line of this whole, all this, folks, is this, okay? That you are not employee because you are employee's only officer, employee, or elected official of District of Columbia or District of Columbia or any political subdivision of District of Columbia or the District of Columbia, or an agency or an instrumentality of one or more of the foregoing, which are D.C. And no, it's repetitious, but it is the same thing. It's all District of Columbia employees, officer, employee, or elected official of D.C., District of Columbia. The whole thing applies to them for this minutia of the law as it is spelled out. So, folks, law doesn't apply to you because you don't work for the federal government, do you? Any of you guys? Very few of you. Less than 1% of you seeing this applies to you. This applies to you. But employers across America insist that before they hire you, or as a condition of employment, that you must fill out the W-4. Otherwise, they'll be in trouble with the IRS. So how do you handle that issue? How do you don't fill out the W-4 form? They insist on you filling out. Well, let's go to our website at livefreedom.org for answers. So at livefreedom.org, folks, you see on our front page, I show you how to stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp by taking these 7 steps to live free now via deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay? So there we have under Ask Congress on the top right, drop down, and you click on that, and you get to petition page. Yep. And at the bottom of step 5, Ask Questions page, okay? Do you see right now there's 3 different petitions. The first one is on individual income tax. Second one is on income tax withholding. So if you put a second one on income tax withholding, it gets you to this page. And on this page on how you can stop your employer from withholding for the IRS. If you scroll down a little bit here, after more instructions in writing and orally, okay, and you'll see after instruction, the form is right here. You got to read everything, folks, okay? You should read all of the instructions, make sure you understand them clearly and do them correctly, okay? Take your time to do it right. So here we are. There you see is 3 different things. 1, 2, 3. The first one is petition to Congress on withholding. Second one is W-4 exempt form. You fill out under duress if you have to. And the third one is petition or letter to your employer. Letter to your employer to stop withholding. So we're going to go over the W-4 exempt form first, okay? Because oftentimes employers force you to give them a W-4 form as a condition of working for them, okay? So here it is, the W-4 form. Employees withholding certificate. Now the yellow areas is all you have to fill out. Okay, I have them here for you, highlighted. And this form on our website at livefreedom.org follows the instructions of the form. You put exempt on the bottom right side. We already have it on there for you on the form. We added that there for you because that's what you're supposed to do. And please see release of employee liability below, which would be below step 5, your signature. Okay, you're not an employee, but you've been forced to fill out this. And this release of employee liability says this. I am furnishing this form under duress because you insist I must do so to get paid. Your remuneration to me is not wages per Internal Revenue Code, IRC Section 3401A, because I am not included as an employee as defined by Internal Revenue Code Section 3401C. See, Stenberg versus Carhart, the Supreme Court you saw earlier of year 2000, and Gould versus Gould, the 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case for interpretation. Therefore, you are not required by law to withhold a tax on my pay per IRC Section 3402A1, nor to request that I furnish a withholding allowance certificate per IRC Section 3402F2. However, this notification of my exemption is your release of liability from withholding federal income taxes from my pay for IRC Section 3402N. All the above mentioned laws and court cases are attached. Yep, they're all attached. Here it is, instructions on W-4 form, and is there. And the laws, everything here should be attached. Okay? So, 3402. And by the way, folks, I'm going to go down because that's a very important part of this presentation. Also, 3402 and is release of liability of the employer. It says, notwithstanding any other provision of this section, an employer, your employer, shall not be required to deduct and withhold any tax under this chapter upon a payment of wages to an employee if there is an effect with respect to such payment, A, withholding allowance certificates, right, furnished to the employee by the employer certifying that the employee, one, incurred no liability for income tax imposed on the subpart A for his preceding taxable year, which is you. You had no liability last year legally because you're not a citizen resident of D.C., nor are you a federal worker, and anticipates that he will incur no liability for income tax imposed on subtitle A for his taxable year, because again, you're not a citizen of D.C. or resident of D.C. or federal worker, so that meets you fine there as well. So as you can see here, this petition language follows what I showed you in this presentation earlier. Now, then you see petition to Congress and a letter to your employer. So I'm going to go over the petition to Congress next. These are on our website all for free. You can do them all for free on your own. Letters to send to your representatives and your two U.S. senators. Yep, both of them. So, and this petition is to correct your legal conclusions about employment tax laws that are erroneous, you know, or investigate widespread misapplication of these laws by the government. Yep. So in this letter, folks, you present your legal conclusions about all these things I showed you. So it's all there. And after all the legal stuff, which is all quoted verbatim from the law, all these things are quoted, boom, boom, more quotes exactly from the law. At the end of this petition to Congress, you'll see a listing of all of these laws that I mentioned. Yep, here's a list of all of them. Yep, in this case, A through N. And folks, don't be intimidated. It's not a big deal, because it's all attached. All the stuff is attached. Attachment A, these are the ones here, attachment D, you know, all the stuff is there for the ease of the congressman reading and for you to understand. And it's more detailed than even what I showed you here today. It is more than what I showed you. Yes, more detail. You should read and understand a very good master. Now, at the end of the letter, okay, here's what you say. In the petition summary at the end, thank you for your service you are providing for our country as a member of Congress. I am asking you as my representative in Congress or senator in Congress to please correct me specifically if you find my legal conclusions to be an error so that I can always remain in compliance with the laws of our country and pay my fair share of taxes. You see, you are being very humble. You are willing to pay the taxes if they can show you you're wrong. If they can show you you are required to file and pay these payroll taxes. However, there's more. However, if instead you see that my legal conclusions are based solely on the stated meanings of the law as understood by the U.S. Supreme Court and are therefore correct, I ask that you and your fellow members of Congress put a stop to the widespread misapplication of these employment tax laws by the Internal Revenue Service, Department of Justice, and even certain federal judges. Okay. In either case, I ask that you respond to my petition within 60 days of receipt. Yep, folks, you've been generous, giving them plenty of time to show you if you are wrong, which they cannot do because all this is based on the laws as published on government's official legal websites. You just saw it for yourself, folks, right? So, and then if they don't respond to you, they can never respond to you correctly, then you have a letter to your employer, okay, to tell them basically based on the above, to no more W-4 form at all, no more withholding from your pay at all, no more income tax withholding. So, folks, that is basically it. It's all pretty simple, folks, all the stuff, okay? And the source of the answers for you is our website, livefreenow.org. If you've not taken the 7 steps to live free of IRS deception, robbery, slavery, do that right here on the front page. Take step 1, okay? Step 2, right here on the front page, read them, and then go into more detail. Step 3, every step summary is in the front page, and then you click on the cartoon or the link there, and it takes you to the next step, and you should follow. You should go through these steps at livefreenow.org to be free. And there's more under Education Materials tab on our website. Help yourself and call us at 813-444-4800 if you have any questions that you have about all this. So with that, folks, it's all there for free. For every American like you to free yourself of income tax withholding from your paycheck, now you don't have to go after to get it back. It's not stolen out of your paycheck to begin with. Folks, I believe in live and let live and live and let love kind of the world. Without the stress, financial stress, of having your money stolen, not having enough to pay your bills, going on a debt to credit card, you have an easier time living a happy life, less stress, and more love for yourself and everyone around you that you love. Folks, that's what this is all about. So share the love, share the information that opens freedom and peace, love and joy for you and everyone around you, your family members, your friends, people in the community. And folks, with this information being out enough, we can take our country back at the same for your part, for yourself and for others. Go to our website, livefreedom.org, and start living a free life now. Okay. Now it's time to do the short version, right, of this presentation. Let's do that. I'm going to cut a bunch of stuff out. Okay. If you don't need it for the short version of the law. Okay. Very short version, we gotta do. Very, very short version, we gotta do. Yep. The summary will be that we're gonna do right now will be uploaded on YouTube, yes. Yeah, I'm gonna have to make it really short because because you cannot fit all this code sections in what I talked about. It's just too much. Okay. I have to really cut I'm going to cut a lot out. A lot out. Yeah, I know what I'm going to do right now. What about it? Now I'm going to go down to the form, the language, the form. I'm going to read that and tell them that all based upon the United States Code as published by the government. The details are in the long presentation. That way I can keep it as short as possible and not have to go through any other stuff. Because it's just too much. All that, it just makes me go through it too fast, unnecessarily. So basically I'll be going to just a few pages on our website. and then it's going to make it give me a chance to say everything so much slower and do a better job at it. Maybe even make it really short. Okay. Let's see now. Okay, folks. I'm almost ready. I'm just eliminating some pages so that you don't have to go through too much, okay? Yeah, I'm going to try and make it short when we go through. Okay. Let's go out and do the short summary of this video at the time. Clock, please. Oh, yeah. My favorite book, The Federal Mafia by the late, great Irvin Schiff. Man who was ahead of his time without internet. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Mosque, which I created in 1996. And I will answer for you this very simple question. How do I fill out an IRS W-4 form at your new job based upon the law, the Internal Revenue Code, correctly and properly? I'll cut through all the minutiae of this gobbledygook, tissue paper thin, federal tax laws, make it easy to follow correctly and keep your money completely by following the law as published in the federal tax laws. Here's a form the employer wants you to fill out at your job. Is Form W-4, Employees Withholding Allowance Certificate. Here it is for 2022. Well, we have the form for that, folks, on our website. We have this form filled out properly at livefreedom.org. And the highlighted area yellow is all you have to fill out. We have this as part of the petitions on our website. Yes. The keys at the bottom of this thing, we added these exempt on the bottom right here, below 4C, and please see release employer liability below, before in step 5, you sign above here. Okay. And this language that is here at the bottom is key. This is where the rubber meets the road in a summary format. It says, I am furnishing this form under duress because you insist I must do so to get paid. Folks, that's true. You shouldn't have to fill out the form at all in the first place. But the employer says, you want to get paid at this company, your job, you must sign it. That's why you're doing it, what you don't want to do, right? So, and your remuneration to me is not wages per Internal Revenue Code Section 34018, the federal tax laws. IRCEs, the federal tax laws. Because I am not included as an employee as defined again, IRC Section 3401C, C Supreme Court case of Stenberg versus Carhart, and Gould versus Gould for interpretation. Therefore, you are not required by law to withhold the tax on my paper, IRC Section 3402A1, nor to request that I furnish a withholding allowance certificate for IRC Section 3402F2. However, this certification of my exemption is your release from liability to withhold federal income tax on my paper, IRC Section 3402N. all the above mentioned laws and court cases are attached. So the employer is not liable, responsible for you not having withholding from your pay. Folks, this just makes everything easy. And everything is attached, folks. All the laws are attached, okay, to what you give to your employer. Everything and relevant language is highlighted, okay? So that is what you want to use to give your employer. At our website, livefreenow.org, there's more detail. All this is under Step 5, Ask Questions. You go to the bottom of the page, you see petitions to send Congress about the lies and deceptions of the IRS. Here's the income tax withholding, the bottom center, golden circle. You click on that, and the petition to Congress is there. Those are W-4 exam form, which I just showed you. These forms are all there for you to follow, folks. For more detail on understanding of all this, you must watch the detailed description in the link below, folks, okay? You have to have no withholding from your pay at all, as the law that I just cited on there. And I will show it to you if you watch a detailed video below from the Internal Revenue Code, from the Federal Tax Laws, official government legal websites. You can be free of all withholding from that form that you don't have to fill out in the first place. So watch the video below, the longer detail, and live free now by going to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website, for the free, with joy and love with yourself and everyone around you. We're going to go now to questions. What video we got to do? Another video we got to do? Which video we got to do, guys? Oh, no problem video. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I should. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, yes, yes. I definitely want to do that. I should be doing that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. La, let's see. I think I'm almost ready. Just drop the clock. Yeah. Yep. You wonder how you can fill out a W-4 form at your job, have no money stolen or withheld from your paycheck? I'll be sure that to you, folks. Yes, the W-4 form right here. If you go to our website, our Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org, it's all there. You see the form properly filled out for you for free to fill it out. Everything's attached right there to stop the stealing of the money from your paycheck. Yes, you can put exam correctly with all the attachments. Go to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website, to stop the stealing from your paycheck, legally correct at live. freenow.org. Okay. Well, what do you guys think? This is good? Short and sweet? You guys try to do another one? We'll leave it the way it is. We're good? Okay. I got two people with questions that I'm going to answer your questions. Okay. Yes, yes, I saw that, yeah. One person has two different pronouns, okay? Now, let's take these questions one at a time. First, I have a guy named Joshua. It says, I haven't filed taxes in over 10 years. Okay, you mean income tax returns, okay? For my sub-S corporation or my person. Great. I have about $64,000 in credit card debt and a mortgage. Which is which? Home mortgage is not bad because you're building equity there. credit card is not good. And my business was once successful, but now it's not, and my income is low. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. He says, any advice or help would be appreciated. Okay, well, my best advice or help is to help you make some money. What good is it to not pay income tax if you have no money to begin with? You have the money first and then not pay income tax out of it, right? So the best answer is for you as a freedom lover to help everybody else to stop voluntarily support the Washington, D.C. swamp. Yep. And take these 7 steps to live free of virus deception, robbery, and slavery now. So go to our front page, go through 7 steps, but you'll go down to step 6 and 7. You know, step 6 is to join our Restore Freedom Plan. Yep. And it's safe to do so with our $1 million 7-year guarantee by not paying income taxes that you never owed in the first place. Yes, you can drain the swamp, stop financially supporting your deep state enemies, restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America. Now, the Restore Freedom Plan is available for everybody. There's a standard membership cost, okay, for most people. It could be lower with a scholarship to very low or even zero. It could be zero if you have no money. But you must work. You must work and tell other people about Freedom Law School. I'll give it to you on limited consultation, unlimited support, unlimited work to defend you. No hourly cost, no cost for attorneys, CPAs. All I'll pay. Freedom Law School will pay everything. You can join at low or no cost for you if you qualify, if you are willing to work. You have no income because you have no work, I'll give you the work. Help others discover freedom and have a chance to live free. So, you want to go to step 7, okay? Freedom opportunity. Get paid for each American you free with an employer. A freedom opportunity plan. Yes, all you have to do, folks, here is to tell other people about Freedom Law School. We will mail you these brochures, as many as you want. Yes, telling people that based on U.S. government's official legal website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Yep. And all the 7 steps are here. Step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are all there. Pass them out to your friends, family members, co-workers, in front of supermarkets. Everybody goes there to feed themselves, don't they? 50% of their first-year membership that they contribute to kind of restore freedom. Folks, the big banks, the corporations got billions and billions used against you to buy people to work for them against you. They buy politicians, they buy media, they buy judges, they buy bureaucrats, they buy the media, the whole system. We need a little bit of your contribution, folks. Some money or work. We have something to work with, folks. Because we have the truth on our side. We can put pennies against their dollars and win. So they need those pennies compared to the hundreds of dollars that they got. That's where you come in. Help us, give us a little support. And you, all you have to do is join our Restore Freedom Plan and tell others, encourage them, educate them, love them. You're loving them by giving them the chance to live free. That's what you will do, Joshua. Okay? Your old business went out. Now there's an opening for you to live free and get paid, okay, for every American that you help free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And folks, I have a new plan called the Employer Freedom Packers. The free employers are withholding from all of their employees. You got 500 employees or more. We can stop you withholding from all their paychecks. No more income tax. No more payroll withholding of any kind. Yes, for 5% of the payroll. Okay? So a payroll of $1 million for a company, the kid pays only 5% of $1 million, which is $50,000. Instead of having Robin themselves and their employees of $300,000, okay, and do that $50,000, they save $250,000, that company. And you get paid half that $50,000, $25,000, Joshua. Every company like that, you can refer to Peter Moscow. So do what's in your heart. You love freedom. You want to live free, and you're tired of being poor. Great. Because you came to Freedom Moscow at the right time. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for, Joshua. Jump on it. Get on it with us. Call Freedom Moscow at 813-444-4800. We'll walk you through it. Okay, my friend? So you are a fortunate man, cause at this time, because this thing is just really just taking off, folks. Just taking off big, okay? Have fun like I'm having. Okay, now we have another person with a question. Joshua, this is got people like this also out there. This person in Georgia wrote to me, and his first name is Bob. Bob got a letter from the IRS that says that he still owes the IRS unpaid amounts, okay, for years 2009 to 2014, over $350,000. And, yeah, yep, there's an agent on the, that's the IRS agent's name. That's right. The individual name starts with letter P. We give you a privacy, okay? So, yeah. So these people need help. Joshua, you see? We can help. I can help here also, this person also, Patrice. I can help you. I got to get more detail about what's happened here in your case. This IRS agent wants tax returns from her for years 17, 18, and 21 as well. They want you to confess to the IRS even more money. So without any more paperwork, I cannot tell anything what to do. I'm not a magician. Patrice, I need to see more of your paperwork, how this all came to be, talk to you about it. So you probably want to do a private one-on-one consultation, you know, because this is a relatively large number, $350,000 they're trying to, you know, steal from you. Let's do a one-on-one private consultation so I can look at this in more detail in 1 hour, and I can go over it with you, with the paperwork and you, and see what's going on and give you a solution that works. Okay? Now, do you have any people with any questions that want to call in, ask the question live? Okay, what area code they call from? Area code 267. Okay, and what's the other area code caller? 941. Are the only two we got? Okay. Let's see if this headset works okay. Otherwise, we have to use a phone, folks, to connect with you guys. All right, let's try it out. The call from America 267. You are live with Freedom Law School. Please tell me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, my name is Wes. I just
speak up.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes. What's your first name again?
My name is Wes. I just joined as a Freedom Law School member.
Okay. Well, Wes, if you are one of our students, you don't have to call here. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, you get unlimited consultation about any and all tax related questions you got and all the work that needs to be done with dealing with employers, IRS or any other third party to be done for you at MasterCard. You don't have to use this free form, which is for people who are not members yet, to give them an opportunity to ask questions, because they're not, they don't get unlimited consultation like you do.
Okay.
You sure you want to ask right now, Wes, or you want to do it one-on-one privately?
Yeah, I just had a question. What happens if I'm an employee. What happens if your employer doesn't accept the W-4 exemption? Is there another option you would have, or that's my question.
Have you done that yet?
I handed the exemption form in, and they were just questioning it. So I'm just curious, like, if they wouldn't accept it, what options would I have?
You see, that's exactly why, Wes, you joined Restore Freedom Plan. Because there is no simple yes or no answer. Dealing with people's feelings, their fears. It's like saying, I like this girl. I want to ask her out for a date. What do I say after she says no? There's no canned answer I can tell you about that, Wes. It depends on what they say, who that person's company is. You know, you got to try to go to a higher level of intelligence for the owner. So it is no canned answer. Just give them, here it is. You're not dealing with law and fact. We have the law on our side. That's not the problem. The problem is their belief, the fear of the corona hoax that I might die if I don't get the jab. How do you deal with that? Right? There's no one-size-fits-all answer. That's why you got and you receive the Restore Freedom Plan. We can guide you and assist you through the whole process as it might unfold. Okay?
Okay.
Another question?
All right, yeah, appreciate that.
You're welcome, my friend. All right, let's go to call from here, code 941, your first name. Only how you heard about Freedom Lawsuit, and then your question, please.
Hi, it's John from Florida, and I heard about you probably 10 years ago, and I've listened off and on. And I found the calls to be very beneficial, and I purchased a couple of your programs. But my question is, if someone wins a lottery, and the lottery wants to pay, and you want to put it in a trust, do the same rules apply to a trust as it would for withholding and also income tax? That you've enumerated numerous times on your show.
Yeah, because the general definition of United States being D.C. and state being D.C., that applies to the tax on wagering also. See, when used in this title, United States means D.C., and for tax on gambling and wagering, guess what? There is no specific definition. So therefore, the default is that the wagering tax laws apply only in the United States, which is the District of Columbia. So they should not withhold anything from your pay. You put the money in a trust, corporation, LLC, whatever you desire, John. Do with it as you please.
Very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great
You're
night,
welcome,
and God bless you.
Thank you. Same with you, my friend. Do we have any more callers? No? Okay, guys. Thank you for your love and support. Please share this with other people. Give them a chance to live free. Put it out there. And together, folks, not only can have you live free, but we can have America be a free country, folks. This is a great time to talk to people. Let me tell you, the raid on Trump's home in Florida was a blessing in disguise. Why a blessing? Because the criminal deep state in the swamp showed their ugly faces. How corrupt and criminal and lawless they are. False Bureau of Investigations, FBI. U.S. Department of Injustice. Folks, these guys have been criminals for way over 70 years, if not 100 years. I knew about them being criminals 30 years ago when I got into all this. You didn't know that. Many Americans did not know that, but now with the raid on Trump's house, you see these guys are out of control. They got to be reined in. You got to take back our country. Take back your money you've been giving to the criminal in the DOJ and FBI, CIA, NSA club. You have every right, power, and duty to not voluntarily pay any money to your enemies. Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, these are criminals, folks. Got it? Worse than the mafia. Worse than the mafia. And you're supporting them? Your friends, your neighbors are supporting them, giving them money through the IRS? Why? Because they got you convinced that if you don't take the jab, you'll die of corona. If you don't file an income tax, IRS will come make your life miserable. Oh, they got you all afraid. Folks, do you see me afraid? And I've been fighting these guys for 30 years now, I'm beating them. If this immigrant from Iran can do it, so can you. And I'll back you up. Start talking to other people about our need to restore freedom in America. Restore honesty in government in America. And our Restore Freedom Plan is just that. It's a practical, doable plan that every one of you can participate in and benefit from it right now. You and everybody that you touch, that you bless them with this opportunity to get involved as Americans, is all guaranteed by First Amendment guaranteed right to free speech, association, press, assembly, and right to petition the government for redress of our grievances. Founding fathers put down the First Amendment to guarantee your right to be able to clean up the criminals like Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and all these rest of these swamp criminals in D.C. So free yourself. Love freedom. The only way to get over your fear, I talk to people about afraid of the 87,000 new IRS agents thing, is just educate yourself. Your love of freedom is a way you'll put the fears aside. Yes. Go to our website, livefreenow.org, educate yourself and educate others, and let America be a free country while you enjoy freedom right now in the process. Good night. Okay.